James, what do you think of the way your guys came in and filled in after David and TJ went down in the game the other day?
I thought they did okay, you know. I think, we didn't, obviously losing TJ, I think it was play four. I thought Donnie did well. They have good rushers there, and he did a nice job, and I think it was a good learning experience for Jason. He had the one play there he'd love to have back, but, the first time in there playing and against a good opponent, it's a good way to get your feet wet. But he'll certainly learn from that and be much better.
What could one game mean for a young guy like that? Part of a game, but still something.
What does it mean for him? Just experience. I mean, you get to go against a quality person and a quality opponent, and it proves a lot. Self-confirmation that your technique, fundamentals. If you're in that clean world, that good things will happen to you. So it's very valuable for a young player.
How did Dave look today?
How did he look? About 6'4" and a half, 310. He looks good. He looks fine to me. But, we'll see how it goes with him. He just get working his way to see how his leg's going to respond, and we'll just have to wait and see to the end of the week.
You find out a lot about a guy like Spriggs if he ends up having a start. Do you think can you predict how he's going to react just based on what you had with him in training camp, or is it really you're learning about him as well?
Well, Tom, that's a good question, because you say until you see it happen, you have some confirmation as well as a coach or anyone in that standpoint. But with that being said, the four preseason games and the way he's handled himself, in practice and blocking against our own people, doing a lot of the service teamwork and those type of things, that you ultimately feel very confident about him. And like you said, you just more looking if he has to start and go play a whole game to validate, the work that he has put in. And I believe in every one of those guys, so I have no problems playing with Jason Spriggs at all.
You've had a couple guys played as rookies, mm-hmm. came in right away, started, and didn't really have tremendous trouble. I mean, they had obviously rookie ups and downs. Uh-huh. What's the makeup of guys that allows them to do that?
Well, I mean, we've had a few, and it's been quite a few. Like recent, David had to do it. Donnie's had to do it. Corey's had to do it. But I think, I think a lot of that is also conducive to the room that we have. And I think the fact that and I've talked about the O-line room, they are very unselfish people. So they're very comfortable in asking questions. They're very comfortable in being hard or tough love on somebody when they're coming in for the first time. So I think that is a factor also. And I think the way that, we train these guys and we move them around, and coach's philosophy, next guy up. I mean, it's kind of, it's ingrained in you when you get here, so you need to be ready. So they're focusing on their playbook and making sure that when they get their opportunity, they're not thinking about plays. They can just go play. So I think that's important. Excuse me.
Speaking of young guys, I suppose it's possible that Kyle Murphy is next man up and last man up. How has he progressed since we've seen him a couple months ago?
Very well. And, he was a little bit behind because he had the school deal. He wasn't able to be here. And then he picked right up. Very smart kid. But he's done a very good job. Each week he gets better and better and better. So very, very pleased with him.
Camp, you remember last year, the last game of the regular season, you decided to put Josh out at left tackle. Then JC, who hadn't played there in a long time either, comes out and actually plays pretty well against these guys in the playoff game. Just overall, I know you wanted to have all your guys stay healthy, and they had been healthy for most of the first part of the season here, but do you just think you're better equipped with the personnel you've got here now to be able to handle a couple of these injuries that you're dealing with?
I would think so, just because of the positions they play. And, you know, when you have two big guys, tackles, that you can always kind of move them inside if you have to. I think that's obviously a tribute to the guys that are picking them and the scouting people that do a great job in finding these guys. But, you know, I think that I would have to say yes. And then you have a guy like Donnie that can play all three, you know, gives you some flexibility. But certainly it's interesting you said that, because we're watching, you know, you watch tape and of course you're going to watch last year's game and you see old JC out there playing ball, you know, and he's kind of going, well, I did a heck of a job. You know, the one play that I think we had a sack or something, you know, heck, I think I even owned up that's more of my fault. I mean, that should have been inside out help, and that was on me, but played a good game out there, you know, against him. So I guess back to your point is that, yeah, I think we're better equipped just because we have bigger people, tackles that can move around, and other guys can move around a bit, so it helps you a little bit.
Where do you think Corey is in returning? I mean,
what's that?
Where do you think Corey is in returning? I'm assuming, you know, third year you thought he'd continue to grow, but he had such a long setback there. Mm-hmm. Where is he? Is he just getting his feet back under him right now? Or?
This will be his third game, I believe. Is that correct? Yes. And, yeah, I mean, just like him, he's got to catch up with his wind is mostly. And I think he's doing that. I think he's almost there. But, you know, Corey's a very headstrong person. He's taken every rep, even though he didn't take him physically. He's taken every mental rep, so he's more than prepared. And like you said, he just, you know, got to sharpen his skill as it goes on, and, yeah, he'll get there. I mean, no one's ever 100% a finished product, but, I mean, Corey's still working in on some certain different things, and you know, that just takes a little bit of time. But, no, he actually played better this past week than he did the week before, and he's improving, and Corey does a great job commanding the offense and leading and doing those things. So,